and she wants to get baptized in the name of Jesus Christ. We're going to hear what God has to say to us right now. Are you listening? All the children, all the youth, thank you. See, I would have forgot. All the young people, you're dismissed downstairs. Young people, you're dismissed. Thank you all for being aware of that. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. All young people, you're dismissed. The rest of us, Psalm 119, 105. Praise God. Psalm 119, 105. This word is burning in my soul, and I got to get it out. And you can receive it however you want. I've already received. Think about being a preacher. You get the word first. You can receive it, then you want to deliver it to somebody else. I hope you get what I got. Praise God. Psalm 119, 105. The songs today were so fitting to what we're going to hear today. The Bible says in Psalm 119, 105, it says, "Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path." Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. Now turn over a few chapters backwards to 1 Kings chapter 22 and verse 5. 1 Kings chapter 22 and verse 5. Are you feeling the presence of God? What you feel is great. It's about to get better. What you feel is wonderful is about to increase. Faith is going to increase and arise in this house. 1 Kings 22, verse 5, it says, "And Jehoshaphat said unto the king of Israel, Inquire, I pray thee, at the word of the Lord today." Inquire, I pray thee, at the word of the Lord today. Today. I want to preach to you this morning on the subject entitled, "What a word from God can do." What a word from God can do. Father, in the name of Jesus, many people already have been receiving great touches from you. But in a group this size, there are always going to be some that maybe feel a lack of connection. Maybe their trouble and their life hinders them from giving you praise. Maybe they even feel like you're not worthy of their hallelujah or their thank you, Jesus, or of a clapping of a hand of something that shows an acceptance of what you are doing. But I believe before the service is over, the word of God can get a hold of everybody. I believe before the service is over, somebody has to shout hallelujah. They won't even be able to contain it, because when the word of God gets inside of a human vessel that was created by the one who spoke words of their existence, then something should arise. But not only a praise, oh God, I want to arise inside of their lips, because that's just the first step. I pray once that step is done, somebody will move into worship and to deliverance and empowerment. We're going to begin with the praise, but it ain't going to end with the praise. It's going to go deeper to where somebody can leave this place walking in victory. And a praise is a lasting result that I know that a word from God changes my life and changes my mindset and changes my mentality. So what we need more, God, than anything else is a clear word that comes from you that will allow us, oh God, to know what we are in you, Jesus. That's my prayer right now, God. More than a praise, let someone receive revelation from the word of God. And when that happens, praise is automatic. In Jesus' name. God bless you. You may be seated in the presence of the Lord. I need you all to preach with me. I'm wearing my voice out already. The Bible is the written word of the Lord. And the contents within the pages of the Word of God is for the purpose of empowering people. I'm going to say that part again. The contents within the pages of the Word of God is to empower people. Empowering people to live lives that are overcoming in a world that feels defeated. Empowering people to have the tools they need to live in peace. Empowering people to be equipped to soar as eagles. empowering people to get a revelation of God, of who he is, and what he intends for us as his created beings. Anything or anyone who has created something has had an intended purpose for what they created. Whoever created this microphone had the intent that when I speak into it, you can hear me clearer in your ear. When you read the Word of God and you hear the preaching of the Word of God, it is to bring you from one place of where you are now to another. Please hear me this morning. When you hear the Word of God and the preaching of the Word of God, it takes you where you are now, in your mentality, in your spirit, in your attitude, wherever you might be in your life, and say, this is where I am, this is what I'm facing. But when you get a hold of the Word of God, it takes you from where you are to where the Spirit of God wants to lead you and where he wants to take you. What I mean by that is, before the Word of God is operating in your life, I don't care what you say, there is a huge void inside of you. Before the Word of God is in your life, where is the hope that things are going to turn around and get better? Before the Word of God was in your life, where was the hope? Or did you always feel that everything you did seemed so vain? Trying to compensate in so many areas of what you lack in your life because of that void. No, before the Word of God, there is nothing that you can do. There's nothing but emptiness, nothing but loneliness, nothing but shallow and vanity. And you might not be able to describe the entirety of what you felt before the Word of God came into your life, but the majority of it had been filled with emptiness and shallowness and things that are vain. But it is like in the beginning of the scripture we see. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. But verse 2 says, and the earth was without form, and it was void, and there was darkness upon the face of the deep. I always question why verse 2 was in there, but then I'm gaining greater revelation each day of why it was in there. Because at this point, the voice of God, the Word of God, has never yet been spoken. And so before the Word of God ever gets spoken, we will always be without form, and you will be void, and you will walk in darkness. I don't care how you try to twist it or look at your life. Without the Word of God, you are empty. You are nothing. You are without form. You're void. And you are walking in darkness. And you are in a place where you cannot see where you are going. And your whole life is messed up and mixed up and upside down. But in the next verse, the Bible says, God said, let there be light. Because when the Word of God begins to be released, I don't care how dark you are in. I don't care how debased your situation is. I don't care how without form or void your life feels. When the Word of God moves in and he says, when I speak, revelation is going to show up in places it's been dark before. You've been sitting in darkness too long. So when you get a word from God, I tell you what a word from God can do. It will bring light in dark situations. If we are honest, we are all too familiar with situations to waver our faith. Please hear me this morning. We all have things that come in our lives to cause us to waver in our faith, cause us to be worn down, cause us to be so tore up because of these new circumstances that keep on moving into our lives, that continue to try to challenge our core belief in, is there a God? Why am I serving him with so many problems around me? We are all too familiar with the hardships of life that break us down and make us feel like we are so helpless. But the Word of God was already prepared in advance to deal with all of that, young people and old people and all the saints of God. Let me tell you, the beloved disciple, the Apostle John, he gave insight to us when he began to be moved by the Holy Ghost and penned the book that bears his name. He says, in the beginning was God, and the Word, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word
Word was God, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. You know what he was saying? God is eternal. He's past, present, and future. Oh, at the same time, what does that mean for my life? Before you ever got in your problem, God had already had a word of solution for your problem. Before you ever got in your mess, God already spoke a word in his eternal being and said, I already spoke light in your dark situation. God is an eternal God. And if God has always been, if God is the I am, if God is the God of the past, the present, and the future all at the same time, there's always been a word that has given us a path for victory. It's about us grabbing hold of that word. The revelation is in our scripture we opened up with, that the word of God is a present help because we need the word of God if we're honest with ourselves. It says, thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. I'm here to tell somebody that the word is given so that you can have revelation of who he is. And then as you go through this life, it is his word that will give you life, that will allow you to take one step at a time. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet. That means every step that I take one day at a time, God gives revelation to that present situation that I'm dealing with. You don't have to worry about next week, but I want you to know today, the light of God's word wants to shine in you to help you take one more step and say, the steps of a righteous man are ordered by the Lord. And so long as I have a word from God, I'm going to keep walking towards my promise. So long as I have a word from God, I'm not moving to my left or to the right. There are too many hopeless people here this morning. Let me tell you what a word from God will do. You cannot walk with a word, a revelation, and be in darkness at the same time. The word is a lamp. The word is your guiding force. The word makes a way when there is no way. What we need is a word from God. What we need is, Lord, speak in my spirit. His word is a lamp lighting your feet, lighting my feet, helping us to realize that every step I take is causing my life to shine in the middle of any dark thing that I face. A light unto your path means the word of God is ordering our steps. He's causing us to have revelation of what it is in front of us while he's guiding us. Can I break it down a little bit further? I want you to understand it. That is, when we have any type of chaos going on in our lives, any type of problem going on in our life. Is there anybody here going through some chaos? Is there anybody here going through some mess? Is there anybody here going through some darkness? When the word of God gets a shining, revelation takes place in that place, in that mess, in that chaos. The word of God says, let me shed some light on that subject, and you'll be able to testify. I know what a word of God can do for me, because I'm a living witness. When darkness was all around, I opened up the word. I might have been depressed, but when I got a word, I was thanking God that I got a pathway to take. I got guidance in my life. I know what a word from God can do. King Jehoshaphat was in many battles, many things that were around that were trying to attack and hinder his progress. Does anybody feel that you're trying to make progress and there's always something trying to hinder your progress? And Jehoshaphat came and he got connected with the king of Israel. The king of Israel said, come on, brother, come and help me deal with the battles that I'm facing. And King Jehoshaphat said, I'm ready to fight with you, but before we go to battle. See, the problem is too many of us are going to battle by ourselves. Too many of us are going to battle through our own intellect, our own reason, and our own mindset. But Jehoshaphat said, can I teach somebody something? I'm not moving until I inquire of the word of God. Because I don't care how big the enemy is. If I got a word
from God. I know I'm going to get to victory in advance. When you're walking in the word, you're walking in advanced victory. Because when I go with a word, it don't matter how bad the enemy comes to change my mind, I shall not be moved. Why? I got a word from God. Let me tell you what a word from God will do. A word of God will empower you in areas you weren't empowered before. Jehoshaphat never backed down so long as he got a word. Are you tired of backing down? Are you tired of being a coward? Are you tired of being fearful? Are you tired of worrying? Let me tell you what a word from God can do. A word from God will elevate your mindset where you can say, I will not fear what man can do to me. I will not fear the report of negativity. I believe in the report of Almighty God. Why? I got a word. I got a word. I got a word.
So many of us have our odds. They're stacked against you. And that's why you can't praise. You're thinking about your problems. And you feel you can't praise God in your problems. And as soon as your problems are removed, then you feel that's the time to praise God. Well, Jehoshaphat is also the same one that when he inquired of God and God gave him a word, he says, that's all we need. We're going to praise God before we ever go to battle. Some of you are missing your blessing because you don't know how to praise God before the battle is ever won. I need to understand when you get a word from God, you'll praise God in advance. While you're praising, I got a word. Everything going to be all right. Come on, you need an everything going to be all right word in your spirit right now. You're going through trial. I'm going to tell you, with the word of God, everything going to be all right. Someone should just shout up right now and praise God and thank him that everything going to be all right. If you believe that, then respond to the word and say, I know that I know that I know everything going to be all right. But the army surrounding you, I know that. But I got a word from God. And that word solidifies my spirit. And I know I got chaos all around me. It don't matter. I know what a word from God can do. You ain't going to stop my praise. I'm going to praise him for what I already heard in my spirit. Somebody needs to get a word from God and know that everything is going to be all right. Many times people continue to have feelings and thoughts of hopelessness because they have done what they could do by their own strength, never being able to do it on a consistent basis and never see the results they want to see. Many times people can barely lift up their heads because of the circumstances they are facing. Many people, and trust me, deal with it every day, are absolutely breaking down because the problems that have weighed them down on themselves constantly bombard them and they have no word. But I'm here to tell everybody that a word from God will change everything. In Mark chapter 4, there arose a great storm of wind. When they got on the ship, there was no chaos. When they got on the boat, everything was calm. Everything was still. Everything was all right. Some of you have stepped out on the boat in the waters of faith, and everything is going hunky-dory. Everything's all right. You're walking with God, and you're feeling everything is good. But in the middle of you walking with God, the storm comes up out of nowhere. And we find the majority of people, when storms come out of nowhere, they want to go back to what they used to do. I say, why would you go back to what you used to do? What you need is to stop roaring and towing and worrying and being frustrated. Go wake the master. Let me show you what a word from God can do. They did all they could do, but now the water was in the boat and it was full. I don't know about anybody, but when the water gets on the boat, that boat's about to go down. And many people right now, you said out of your mouth, you feel like you're about to go down. You got waves, you got storms. Maybe I'm the only person talking to myself about this, but there's all kind of wind and rain and storms in your life, and you're doing everything you can in your power, but the storm is getting heavier and stronger. Oh, but can I tell somebody that there was somebody on the hinder part of the ship, and he was asleep on a pillow. Why was he asleep on a pillow? Because he hadn't got to his destiny yet. Can I tell somebody, you can rest in the presence of God because you have not reached your destiny yet, and the
devil, come on, somebody need to get this word right now. The devil, no matter how bad he's tried to get you, the reason why he has not gotten you yet is because you have not yet reached your destiny. I feel the Holy Ghost, and somebody needs to receive that word right now. You are here today because God told the devil, you can only go so far. They have not reached their destiny just yet. And Jesus understood, I'm not going to die of drowning. And so even though there's water in my boat, I'm not afraid because I know where I came from and I know what I was sent to do. When you get a revelation and where you come from and what you're sent to do, you don't waver in the storm. Come on, storm, bring it on. I know a master who can speak a word in the storm. I'll go, come on, somebody. Go ahead and go through your storm. I know somebody, when I wake him up, he goes say a few words. All I need is a few words from my master and the storm. Y'all ain't hear what I'm saying. I know it's beating against your home. I know it's beating against your mind. I know you're frustrated and the boat's being filled up. But go wake the master and say, I need a word. And when he gets up and he recognizes you, he'll say, peace, be still. In the middle of chaos, in the middle of drama, in the middle of thunder, lightning, and rain, it had to stop at the authority of the word from God. Don't you tell me nothing. I know what a word from God can do. Psalm 18, verse 30. As for God, his way is perfect. The word of the Lord is tried. Hear me right now. You know what it says in a different translation? The word of God is flawless. If I connect to the word of God, everything is going to be all right because it's been tried. It's been tested. Is there a witness that say, yeah, it has. I'm here. I'm here. I'm here. I've been through some stuff. See, some of you are praising God right now because you've been through some stuff. If you haven't been through nothing yet, you might not get what I'm saying. But there's a few of us that have been through some battles. There's a few of us that have been through some storms. There's a few of us that had some waves in our lives. But a word showed up. But a word showed up. And that word made everything all right. But that word showed up and made a way when there was no way. I know what a word can do. Can I go one step deeper? The word of God alone in power and is in power whether or not someone agrees with it or not. Somebody may not agree with the word and respond to the word. That does not negate the power of the word. Prove it. Same setting of scripture. Jesus spoke the word, peace be still. And then he turned to his disciples and said, O ye of little faith. My word still trump your lack of faith. My word still trump your unbelief. I hope somebody's hearing what I'm saying. God's word is not limited whether or not you agree with it. But what will be limited is how much you access the power of God by your belief system. I choose to be somebody that says, I believe in the word of God. I believe the power of God. In the middle of my stress, in the middle of my crying, in the middle of me being counterproductive, the word of God can trump my mindset. I just need to pray, Lord, send me a word. Because if you get a word, you will be honored, shadowed out. Say, I know what a word of God can do. The word of God gives revelation and gets you out of your ignorance. I'm going to talk to you straight. That's why Peter says, grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Because the reason why you continue to live such a defeated life is because you are ignorant to the power of the word of God.
And because you are ignorant to the power of the word of God, you try to bring God on your weak level. You try to blame God for being weak. It ain't God that's weak. It's you that have not believed how great he is. Because when you know how good God is and how great God is, I can't stress. I can't worry. I can't fear. I can't doubt. Why? I got a word from God. I can't explain it. I just know what the word of God can do. And so instead of worrying and complaining, I'm shouting and praising. You ain't hearing what I'm saying. I'm so sick of tired of doubt trying to hinder us. How about you try something new and bless the Lord all your soul and say, if I get a word, I know everything gonna be all right. If you have a needy life right now, raise your hand and say, Lord, speak a word in my spirit over my problem. Change my mentality. Let me know that I can say myself, I know what a word of God can do. John said in John 1:14, the word became flesh and dwelt among us. At first, the word was just a thought. Logos. And the Greeks understood it. That everything that is had to first be because of a thought. And then the thought put it into physical form. And God was a thought. But if you're a thought, you own the thought, so your thoughts is who you are. And so God says, I'm a thought, but this thought is going to become flesh. The thought is going to come and reveal itself. The word is going to come down in physical form and reveal itself to somebody in a physical manner so that I cannot just be a thought in somebody's life. I can be a reality. And God is saying, I don't want to be some cosmo out there that you think about from a distance that can't be touched by the things that you deal with. I'm going to make my thought become flesh and be robed in flesh and show you in flesh that I care about you and that I'm going to speak a word into your life. And not only that, it was there in the beginning, because again, the Bible says in the beginning was the word, and the word was God, and the word was with God, and Jesus was the word. He was God made flesh. And so if he revealed himself in the flesh, he's saying, I'm a revelatory God. I'm going to show you in a physical form what my word can do. I hope you caught that. That means today there will be a manifestation of what the word of God's about to do, because the word of God always wants to manifest itself in a physical form to reveal itself to somebody. Do you got a need? Today is your day. God is going to show up so mighty in your life if you get a word. And that's why I think the story of Esther was so fascinating, because here is someone that had difficulties in her early life. Scripture shows that she was an orphan and her uncle had to raise her, and so it must have been hard. But we know through the word of God, obviously, that Mordecai was a man of faith. And we found out why at first she was so ignorant on why she was made queen. You're going through something right now and you don't know why you're going through it. You don't know why God put you where you were. But Mordecai, as a spiritual man in the Old Testament, says, I got to communicate something to your ignorance. You're ignorant about why you are where you are. But can I tell you, God has called you for such a time as this. Are you hearing what I'm saying? You don't understand it, but there's somebody greater than you who understands, and he's telling you as best as he can. God says, you are where you are for a reason. Now that's one thing. The next thing is what she does with that word. One moment ago, she had no hope in being someone who can help a dire situation. Many of us are at one moment in a place where we don't have hope for our present situation. But all of a sudden, one moment she was hopeless. But when she got a word, something happened. Now, all of a sudden, Esther, you're ready to go before the king and you're ready to pray and fast like you never had before.
5 minutes ago, you were ready to throw in the towel. Yeah, but that was before I got a word. But now I got a word. Oh, you weren't hearing me this morning. But now I got a word. Can I make it a little bit plain? Some of you showed up at 11 o'clock and you had a one spirit about you. You had one mentality about you. You had one thought about you. You had hopelessness in your spirit. But all of a sudden at 12:25, something is stirring inside of your spirit. What's happening? It's the word of God going forward and loosing you to boldness. Come on, everybody. Esther got up and a boldness got in her spirit. Some of you need a boldness to get a hold of your spirit and say, I'm not what I used to be. I have a word. I might have walked in here with fear. I'm not leaving with it. I might have walked in here with doubt. I'm not leaving here with it. What happened? I got a word. I know what a word of God can do. Clap your hands unto the Lord right now. The Bible says that the plot against the Jews was written in every language. What does that mean? There are Hamans that are plotting against you. And they're loosing every demonic attack to distract you, to cause fear to be upon your life, to keep you. The whole goal of Haman was to get so many people against the Jews would allow themselves not even to fight back. Fill us in the Holy Ghost. The majority of problems with Christian folk is that they've gotten to positions where they don't even want to fight back anymore. Haman, I'm moving to a spirit of prophecy. You better stay with me. Haman and the plot of the enemy was to bring such intimidation upon you. He wanted the Jews to hear it in every language, among everybody, that we're going to destroy you. And the desire of the enemy is to keep you bombarded and so weighed down with his accusations and his decrees to where you don't even feel like fighting. That's what Haman wanted to happen. That in every language they're plotting against me, I just should give up. And we live in an hour right now, Brother Wilson, where Christian people don't fight anymore. They just give up. That's a satanic attack. Esther, do you know who you are? Esther, how did you, an orphan girl, an orphan captive girl, she wasn't in her homeland, she was captive in Babylon. So how did you become queen? I don't care what Satan decrees. I don't care what Satan says. I don't care what he put in my path. I know who I am, and I got a word from God. And I need somebody else to get a hold of that and stop saying you're going to throw in the towel. How about start saying, I'm going to fight back. I'm going to the king's house. I'm going to tear some stuff up. I'm going to get excited. I'm going to war in the Holy Ghost. Esther didn't call one banquet. Esther called two banquets. Esther got a boldness about her. I'm going to stand in the face of Haman. We need some men and women of God that's going to call some banquets and invite Satan to the party. Amen. Go tell Haman he's welcome. I'm not going to do the king stuff by myself and keep Haman out on the outside.
and say, King, I need to talk to you about Haman. Nuh-uh, bring Haman right here. We need some Holy Ghost filled people to start acting like you got the Holy Ghost. Come on, Satan. Come on in here. I was hearing some preaching the other day. Brother Jason Sisko was preaching. And he knew he had to be in a hotel. And he said to Brother Barnes, who's a prophet, he said, should I pray over my hotel room for the spirits that's been in here? And the prophet said, now the way I do it, if Satan wants to tremble under my bed all night, that's his business. You need to get a spiritual understanding of who you are. It ain't Satan that we should be afraid of. He should be afraid of me. He's afraid of my power and my anointing. Come on, Haman. You're invited. I'm going to say it loud and clear. You ain't getting my house. You ain't getting my joy. You ain't getting my anointing. You ain't getting my blessing. You ain't, come on, somebody. You ain't getting my power. You ain't getting my deliverance. You ain't getting my kids. You ain't getting my mind. Come on, talk back. Talk back. Talk back to your enemy. I'm trying to bring it home and tell you she didn't start off that way. And that's all right if you don't start off that way. Maybe you don't have my passion or her passion. But if you get a word, you get your own word. It ain't gonna be my testimony. It's going to be your testimony. It's going to be you at 2 o'clock. And you're going to say, I will not fear what man can do to me. I got a word from God. I've been transformed by the power of the word of God. At 9 o'clock, I didn't feel this way. But I didn't have a word at 9. But when I got a word, but when the word of God got on the inside of me, something got a hold of me. And I got a boldness. Can I preach about Gideon? Gideon was hiding. Gideon was fearful. Gideon was a coward. But a word came and said, Gideon, thou mighty man of valor. Are you talking to me? Yes, I'm talking to you. And now he got a word. He starts tearing stuff up. He starts messing stuff up. What happened to you, Gideon? I got a word. But you ain't thinking the way you used to. I know I got a word. But you ain't acting the way you used to act. I know I got a word. Is there anybody here that say, God, give me a word. I want to be changed. Give me a word. I want to be empowered. Let me wrap it up. If you haven't got it now, you're not going to get it. Moses. Don't you know every other child your age was killed? Somehow you were hidden 3 months. How do you hide a baby? They cry all the time. Thank you that Jaden is older. They have no more kids. And not only, it's one thing for you to be spared from being killed and even being able to be hidden on the river. But Moses, how did you end up going right at the right time that Pharaoh's daughter was bathing in the river just as you passed? Are you hearing me? Where you are right now is not an accident. Where you are right now in your circumstance, God might. Could you imagine Miriam at first watching through the bulrush? We hit the boy for 3 months and how hard it was. And he ends up at Pharaoh's palace. I'm sorry, I don't think she was happy, you guys. She was worried. How could you not be worried
At the very place where your little brother is the very place where the decree to murder kids was there in the first place. Some of you think that your worst place is a place that God can't touch. I'm going to tell you right now, you are on the river, and there's problems all around you, and you think you're in the worst situation. It just might be a setup from God. And when you start looking like that, when you turn 40, you say, I rather suffer the affliction with the people of God than to endure in Pharaoh's house and sin for a season. Moses, why are you leaving the palace? Because I got a word. I know I'm special, and I'm called to deliver some people. Do you know who you are? I know you're going through a test. You're going through a battle. But in that place, God's about to speak a word into your life. Oh, come on, somebody raise your hand and receive this word right in the middle of your problem, your mess, your destruction. God's about to speak a word. Stand on your feet this morning. Raise your hand right now and receive that word. That word was for you. That word is for you. That word is for you. Don't allow your situation to cause you to have deaf ears towards the word of God. He's about to speak in the middle of your darkest hour. He's about to speak in the hardest time of your life. Get your ears attentive to what the Lord is about to do. Get your ears open to what thus saith the Lord. I close with this. There was a centurion who was in dire need. Are you in dire need this morning? Come on, raise your hand if you're in dire need. There was somebody there who could not make it happen on his own. How many of you just can't do it? You just can't do it. You can't do it. His servant was recently paralyzed and greatly afflicted. Have you felt out of nowhere you feel paralyzed in your life? You can't move because you don't know how much damage you're going to do when you do move. He's paralyzed. And his situation is literally making him sick unto death. Grievously tormented by something that is shaking him to the core. And so many people, you've been shaken to the core. You're paralyzed. And paralyzed, being paralyzed, is an internal issue. There's things on the inside that are locked up and they're not functioning correctly. But when they called Jesus, the very interesting thing about the story is Jesus did not resist the request. Jesus said, I'm coming. But even though Jesus said, I'm coming, he said, don't come. I'm unworthy. Recognize that all of us, we are unworthy. You're not earning what God's about to do right now. You're not deserving about what God's about to do. He said, Lord, I'm not worthy. That's okay. But what he did say, just speak a word. I want somebody right now to raise your hands unto the Lord. And with all desperation in your spirit, say, Jesus, just speak a word. Now worship him right now and tell him how much you need a word. Tell him how much you need a word. I need a word, God, for my problem. I need a word for my situation. And I open up these altars right now for somebody that needs a word. I open up these altars for somebody that you cannot live on the word of God. You need to change your mindset, change your attitude, change your perception, and give you faith. Faith comes by hearing, and by hearing the word of God. Open your ears. He wants to speak. Open your ears. He wants to talk to you. Reach out to him. Reach out to him. Get a word right now. He'll speak to you.
The evidence is all around. And the Spirit of
I need a word. I got so much going on. I need a word. I don't know what step to take. I feel so paralyzed. I don't have the answer. I need a word.